You were so active at Yale, the Skull and Bones, Secret Society.
Secret Society.
You met Prescott Bush, the father of George H.W. Bush.
Yes, he took me under his wing when I was a college senior. He had been in Skull and Bones, and of course, George Bush Sr. had been in Skull and Bones, and George Bush Sr. at that time was trying to think what he was doing then, maybe our ambassador to China or something. It was before he's president. So Prescott Bush, while he was still alive, said, I want you and my son to get acquainted with each other. So it was his father who introduced George Bush Sr. to me. And that was the beginning of a long, very close friendship.
So you graduate Yale, summa cum laude, by the way.
Yes.
And a bachelor's degree in history.
Yes, that's right.
Then you plan to go back to Oklahoma and go to law school.
Law school, right.
But then something happened in the way here.
Well, one of my professors at Yale said you should apply for the Rhodes Scholarship, and I didn't know too much about it, and I'd never had that ambition before to be a Rhodes Scholar. But he said, you really should. You just really should go back and interview for the Rhodes Scholarship. So I said, okay, I will. I think it's because I was so relaxed about it. It wasn't, oh, I've just got to win this. It was something I just sort of said, okay, I'll do it. And I got back. Dr. George Cross, the president of OU at the time, who later became a great mentor to me, he was chairman of the committee. The minute I got into the interviews, however, I did become competitive. I thought, well, I'm here. I might as well win this thing. So I was doing my best to pass the interview. So I did win the scholarship and had the chance to go to Oxford to school.
And then we should point out, as another Oklahoman, matter of fact, he was from Tulsa, Jim Woolsey.
Jim Woolsey.
Also was selected.
Yes, that's one of the few times, I think only twice in Oklahoma history, have we had two in one year. Usually they don't pick two from the same state, but we both got selected in the regional competition and became good friends. He later became the CIA director and the Secretary of the Navy and other things. And so later on as a senator, when he was getting all these appointments, I always had to appear at his confirmation hearings and testify in his behalf. We've been good friends.
At Oxford, living conditions, are they good?
primitive living conditions, yeah. When I was at Oxford, at least, they never heard of central heat and air or anything like that. My room in the college, which was founded in 1263, had been occupied by Adam Smith, the economist, the famous invisible hand. I always laughed. The walls were about 2 feet thick, stone. All we had was a little one-bar electric fire. It was quite cold in England and very damp in the winter, and you just froze to death. So I said they hadn't done anything to the room since Adam Smith lived there. There were also no plumbing facilities where I lived. You had to walk way across a huge quadrangle to another building where the plumbing facilities were. It was not a very convenient place to live, but it was a very interesting experience and very broadening one.
You meet people there that you continued to know beyond?
Yes, I did. Funny things happened, too. The person that became my best friend was from Australia. He was an Australian Rhodes Scholar. He went back home, and he had been an ambassador and other things. At the end of his career, he was appointed head of the equivalent of the CIA of Australia. And I, at that time, was chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Interestingly, the fellow I rode with on the crew at Oxford, which was sort of the junior varsity, it wasn't the first boat, but it was kind of like intramural crew, he later became a head of MI5, the British Intelligence Service. So the head of the Australian CIA, and a former staffer of mine was head of the American CIA and the head of the British MI5. And they used to all meet with each other along with the Canadian intelligence chief. The four of them met once a year off at some island. You know, they'd go to Tahiti or someplace out of the way to meet. One day I was in my office and the RCIA director called me and said, I have two friends of yours on the phone. We're here, you know, the four of us, Canada, Australia, Britain, and the United States were all meeting. Three out of the four, I knew them all. So you talk about a small world where you have the four intelligence services. The heads of three of them I'd known very, very well. It was really coincidental.
You could have stayed on for a doctorate degree, but you chose to move on. I think you were also recruited to write for Time magazine.
I was recruited to write for Time.
But you came home to the OU Law School.
I'd kind of always wanted to do that. And I'd kind of promised Dr. Cross I would do that. And Dean Sneed, who was dean of the law school at that time.